This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, one in the books, still two to go as we continue with the big show. News of the day around football and the sports world. As we mentioned, LeBron and the Cavs visiting your Rockets tonight, so it's going to be interesting to see how that one goes, as it is on TNT. That should be a big one. Lots of football news. Jameis Winston now fined $12,000 for the neck swipe push that started the fiasco between the Bucks and the Saints last weekend. No suspension, but they also know he's going to miss at least the next 2 weeks with a rotator cuff issue that he saw Dr. James Andrews about yesterday. And from an NFL standpoint, a couple of just kind of weird stories that I don't know if you caught or not, Barry, but Vontae Davis, the corner from the Colts, highly regarded as a cover corner, chose to have surgery on a groin that's been hurt since training camp, so the Colts cut him. Colts were not pleased. There's obviously, you hear two sides of the story, but both sides are going back and forth on the fact that he said he injured it in training camp. He said that he was given the option at that point to either have surgery or let it heal. He let it heal. They wanted him to come back. He came back too soon. Now it's still bothering him greatly, and he felt like it was time to have surgery. They didn't like it. They didn't agree with it. All the coaching staff has basically said, as they left him home last weekend to come here to play the Texans, that it was a non-football, non-injury situation. That's what Chuck Pagano said. That's what his coaching staff was saying, and that he had been replaced in the starting lineup, and he is disagreeing with that as well. So when push came to shove, they let him go.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that it's that big of a loss, you know?
I mean, he's a hell of a corner if he's on a good team.
Best days are behind him.
He's free at the end of the year. He's still a decent cornerback.
Is he?
Yeah. I mean, he can still cover.
He had one interception last year. He had four the previous 2 years.
I'm just going to tell you, he and D-Hop went at it quite a bit, and he covered D-Hop pretty well in the past.
Yeah, I think his numbers were a bit down. I don't know that I wonder how like he grades out or anything like that. But
in 120 career games between the Colts and the Dolphins, he's made 112 starts out of 120 games, 399 tackles, 22 interceptions. So it's not bad.
Okay. How old is he?
I don't know. I want to say 29, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's probably pretty close because he's the guy that
I gotta
got
call
cut
my
on
traded on Hard Knocks. Got to call Grandmama.
Yeah, I got to call my Grandmama. Yeah. That was so funny. Yeah.
Vontae, we're going to try to get a plane. When do you think you can get out of here? I don't know, man. I got to call my Grandma.
That was hilarious. That was so funny.
And another news of the weird in the NFL, kind of similar situation, but I had mentioned this to you guys a few weeks ago or a week or so ago. The Packers are on bye week. Everything seems to be fine, except for the fact that they're missing Aaron Rodgers. They come back from bye week. Suddenly, Martellus Bennett has a shoulder injury. And I'm going, how the hell does this guy have a shoulder injury when they didn't play for over a week? And he didn't have it before.
How do you get fired on your day off?
So he tries to practice for one day. But in the meantime, there's also word getting back to Green Bay that he had mentioned to some people during the bye week that he was going to retire after this season anyway, that he had just had enough. For whatever reason, without being too specific, he said he was done. So the Packers cut him last night. I was shocked when I saw that go across the screen. But they're basically saying he was cut because of the fact that they were not informed of and did not know about this injury, quote unquote.
Which is that happens a lot, right, Joel? Like maybe you know from the basketball world where they try to take care of an injury by themselves with a doctor of their own. That way they don't take no hit in their salary.
There's a code of conduct within within every league. Every player's contract has a certain code of conduct. I think we can go back a couple of years with Jeff Kent where you're not supposed to be dirt bike riding,
washing the car.
You go Madison Baumgartner with I forget what did he do, but he did something off, he admitted to not under that code of conduct. The Giants let it slide.
So you think this is a violation?
I don't. Well, basically what they're saying is because the Packers labeled it as they did, they're going to go after the signing bonus, the remaining salary.
But they don't know how he injured it, right?
They're not saying.
Oh.
No one on either side is saying. But because they labeled it like that, experts are saying that is a pure indication that they are going to go after the money.
I don't know. I mean, it's just, I guess if you can get the money back, but it just seems to me like you're letting the dude go for that. That's just a cash grab. You know, if he didn't say he was going to retire, would they have let him go?
I don't know. I mean, look, and I've said to you guys in the production meeting, obviously I watch every game, and here's a guy that was targeted a ton by Aaron Rodgers and by the, and he just couldn't catch the ball this year, and I was shocked by it too because I thought as a signing, especially because they let Jared Cook go, who was great when he was healthy, but he couldn't stay healthy, that I thought a younger guy in Martellus Bennett would be a perfect fit for the Packers offense. He has dropped more than he's caught, but he was targeted a lot.
Dropped more balls than you have in your backpack.
Maybe. But still was fourth on the team in receiving. And when you talk about Cobb and Jordy Nelson and Devontae Adams, it makes perfect sense that he would be fourth. But he had 24 catches for 233 yards, averaging 9.4 a catch. But it wasn't nearly what they were expecting
from him. You know what it is? It's a convenient out for the Packers. It really is. It's like, here's our chance. Let's just get out from under him and the contract and everything else.
I disagree because I think the first thing is it's they're very cut and dried on they want communication. And if a guy goes and gets hurt on his off week, and then doesn't say anything, tries to cover it up, comes in and tries to practice for one day, and they realize, look, this is a serious injury, or it's going to be where he's going to miss a couple of games. He missed last week. He was scheduled to miss this week already. That they're going to be upset about that because there's an honesty factor as well.
Okay.
But then when you come in and see, to your point, on Instagram, he during the off week, he said, after conversations with my family, I'm pretty sure these next 8 games are going to be the conclusion of my NFL career. To everyone who has poured themselves and time into my life and career, these next games are for you. Thank you.
Wow.
Just weird.
Yeah. I don't know. It still sounds like an out to me, though, conveniently for the Packers. But, I mean, maybe they just took advantage of the situation and said, well, maybe they're, you know, like you, huh? He can't catch anymore. Now's a good time to get out. And we have a built-in excuse to get some of his money back.
For 3 years.
Yeah.
So you get out from under the 2 years.
But if he retires, you don't have to pay him.
Right, I'm saying you get out of those anyway, so then I don't know why it would be a quick out. You know.
Well, you can recoup money now. You
can try and go after him. It'll be interesting to see if they do.
Yeah, you could sue him, maybe get some money back, and you probably, if you win that lawsuit, you don't have to pay him for the rest of it, I'm guessing. You know what I mean? Mm. To the texter with the last four numbers, 8559, you've texted the same fantasy question 5 times, and it's multiple paragraphs, and I've deleted all 5. Please stop texting the show now. Like, that's just a little excessive.
You didn't even get the initial question?
It's really long, number one. And number two, he sent it in 5 times, and it's multiple texts. So it's just like there's like 12 texts in the text in the inbox from one guy. That's just excessive. Please stop.
That was very mean.
That's all right. I wanted to talk about this Louis C.K. thing.
Go ahead.
Because, was it Josh Rapp that tweeted it to us?
Yep.
He was like, I don't know that Louis C.K. is going to want to be talking about his bleep number, which I had always heard rumblings about him and the way that he's treated people. But apparently, a couple of stand-up comedians have come forward. And I'll read you just the first part. I'll read you the important parts of this article. It says, in 2002, a Chicago comedy duo, Dana Min Goodman and Julia Wolof, landed their big break, a chance to perform at the U.S. Comedy Arts Festival in Aspen. When Louis C.K. invited them to hang out in his hotel room for a nightcap, they didn't think twice. The bars were closed. They wanted to celebrate. He was a comedian they admired. His intentions seemed collegial. As soon as they sat down in his room, still wrapped in their winter jackets and hats, Louis C.K. asked if he could take out his penis, the women said. I mean, not even like, hey, you know, can I get your coat? You can set your scarf on the, like, just door closed. Hey, can I take my penis out? They thought it was a joke and laughed it off. And then he really did it, Ms. Goodman said in an interview with the New York Times. He proceeded to take all of his clothes off and get completely naked and started masturbating.
Insane.
How?
Why do dudes think that, it's okay? That's gonna forget the. Yeah, that's bad too. It's not okay.
It's like forget that part.
How about the part?
I can't just forget.
But that. How about thinking that that's actually going to get you laid, you dummy?
I know.
Or that they're going to be attracted to that in any way, shape, or form.
Other than that one dude's wife that said she like what? There's no other woman on this planet. He found the one. Like, that's it. The one chick that likes to watch, and she's married. So why do dudes... I'm with you. There's if I'm trying to sleep with a woman, I'm not going to be like, well, let me just, you know, pull this out and...
Yeah, I mean, this was a big, this go is a big to town. Thing in the Harvey Weinstein cases, too. But he would start out by saying, rub my shoulders, let me rub yours, or let me... So I don't know if he was
well,
thinking
there's nothing
that he
wrong with a friendly
yeah,
massage.
I was gonna say, so I don't know if he was trying to I don't know if he was trying to say, hey, maybe I got a shot with this person, so I'm gonna try this first, and if it doesn't work, but then he proceeded to end up there. But to just do it right from the get go, it's pretty
crazy.
Pretty brash, right?
Yeah, it's real ballsy.
Oh,
and
see.
All right. What? That was a dad joke.
Yes, it was. I was going to say, where's the audio on the dad
joke? It said on
joke?
Thursday, the premiere of CK's new movie, I Love You, Daddy, was abruptly canceled, and he also canceled an appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and he's basically saying he doesn't have any comments. But when you start canceling premieres of movies and appearances on the Stephen Colbert show, actions sometimes speak louder than
but
words.
But how would you grade
Kevin
Louis
Spacey's
C.K.?
Like done for his rest of his career.
It. What'd you say?
But how would you grade Louis C.K. in terms of, like, females wanting to?
Oh my God!
You
right?
Wanna see, you want to see Louis C.K. naked?
No, that's what
Lord.
I'm saying.
And he's
like,
redheaded.
But
so
with Harvey, at least he was like he was someone that was important that can get you somewhere. You know what I mean?
Well, but I'm sure people. I mean,
not that it's good. Okay, to do that. But I'm just saying, like, females are going to be like, okay, well.
Well, if I am going to do it,
Harvey's
going
to
be this
stone.
Guy. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. He's Louis
what
C.K.
is Louis C.K. going to do for you?
A lot. A lot. Honestly. Like. If you were the type of person that will be like, well, yeah, I'll watch you masturbate if I can get my own special. He's the kind of guy that can make that happen.
Really?
Yeah. He certainly can advance a comedian's career if he chose to. Absolutely. It's different if it was like, I mean, you know, Pauly Shore's like, hey, you mind if I... Yeah, Pauly Shore's probably not getting you a special on cable or Netflix or whatever. Louis C.K. absolutely could. And not only that, he could use his own following that he's built. Like he sends, you know, through his website, he sells stuff. So yeah, he's got plenty of power in the
yeah,
comedy
that was
world.
Basically, my question: how much pull does he have compared to someone
Tons.
Like
oh,
Harvey?
He's got a lot of pull, evidently.
not as much anymore, but at when this occurred, for sure, he was tops. I mean, now it would be Kevin Hart would be the guy. And then the last part of the article, they said, you know, comedians are used to, you know, profanity and being raunchy, that going far out of line. And then Ms. Woloff said, I think the line got crossed when you take all your clothes off and start masturbating. Yeah, that's kind of the line.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
So, dude, it is insane how much Hollywood... How much is coming out about all these Hollywood types?
It's imploding right now in a lot of ways.
I am just flabbergasted at all of the different ones. It's crazy.
All right, we're late for a break. We're going to continue to roll on, but we got Sigmund Bloom again. Reminder, 2:30. So if you want to get your questions to us, get them to us now by text or tweet. The phone number to text, 713-780-3776. You can also call that number at 2:30 if you want to speak to Sigmund directly. Otherwise, tweet us. And we will get the questions lined up for him for the 2:30 to 2:44 segment. So bear with us on that. But we're going to try to do the speed fire with rapid fire with Sigmund Bloom. Back with a whole lot more. This is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah! Yeah! There's a lot of f***ing in the club tonight. What? What? But it's going to be all right. Yeah!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects. As we told you, 2:30 is the time for Sigmund Bloom. He's going to talk about fantasy football. You guys are always big on those questions. He has answers. He's fantastic. We do rapid fire. So, we told you to call at 2:30. Some of you people don't follow directions
well.
Very
I told
well.
Johnny G to call back before 2:30 and I put him up. So that's why you see Johnny G up there. Right.
Louis C.K. is on line one for Barry. Wants
what?
To know about
somebody
a nightcap.
Somebody give him my chapstick. Daddy's going to be famous. Somebody texted the show and said, Barry's a bitch. That's good feedback. That's good feedback.
Just call out the last four digits.
That's good feedback. That helps. It's constructive.
Tell him, thanks for playing.
And that 8559, the one I was complaining, texted, he's like, my bad, I didn't realize that. I'll keep it short and to the, but thank you. That's good. Thank you. Appreciate it. See? We can all work together here.
He handled the abrupt and harsh criticism.
With class.
Yeah.
Well done, sir. Well,
not necessarily well done on your part.
Well, mine?
Yeah, you were kind of an a-hole about it.
Well, okay, you know what?
First question.
You do the text.
All five are cut. That's it. You got nothing.
Awesome. You just see how long they are? We would have to go to, I would run through another break trying to read how long it is.
I saw the first one said Dear Diary when it started, didn't it?
Yeah, his text question started. It all started back in 93 when I found out fantasy football existed, and that's why I deleted it. So, no, not doing that. Oh, look, we already got them lined up for fantasy. Yeah,
both of them called in the first hour thinking it was in the first hour, and they're calling back. So these are, without a doubt, our first two callers, Johnny G number one and Nick number two.
Yep, right. Yep. I like it. That's good. You better get lined up. 713-780-3776. Get on the lines now.
See
because
you.
You know what we do? We do phone calls first and then text and tweets, and it's a mix. So you're not going to be guaranteed that you get your question read. Unless you call. That's the only way.
So game tonight. Anybody fired up and going to watch it? It switches from CBS to NBC as it now becomes Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth. Not that that makes a hill of beans.
Pumped. I mean, I'm going to be at the Rockets game, but I would watch it if it wasn't for the Rockets
Seattle game. And the Cardinals. No thanks. I'll pass. I'll be watching Rockets Cavs. Yeah, these Thursday night games, if they want to continue with them, the matchup's got to be better.
I'll probably record it and then not watch it. You know why I record it, though? So here's what's going
to
happen.
In case something happens that we
have
to talk
about. That's right. But, I mean, do I care as much about Seattle and Arizona? No, mainly because I don't care about Arizona. I know they're 4-4, and that's not horrible, but it's not great, and it's Drew Stanton. And I could see the spread's 9.5. I could see the Seahawks winning by 10-13 easily. And it's Thursday. It's not going to be. It's always low scoring anyways.
Well, from a Seattle standpoint,
it could be 13 to nothing.
It depends on what offense shows up. If you get the Seattle offense that showed up against the Texans, you could get a ton of points. If you get the Seattle offense that showed up against the Redskins and had 2 points midway through or towards the end of the third quarter,
that's right. That's what I mean. It could be 27-17. It could be 13-0.
Drew Stanton's quarterbacking the Cardinals. I have even less reason to want to watch that.
Arizona is coming off a quick week though, right? They played 4 days ago. They played on the road in San Francisco. They have to travel, and then come play.
They might have just stayed on the road and just gone up the coast. Here's what's to Washington.
I was looking at records, right? Like Seattle. I was looking at their schedule and they lost the opening game against the Packers.
Yes, they did.
They went on that 4-game run there, but just lost against the Redskins.
Yep.
But what's weird about the Cardinals is that 4-4, they're literally losing and winning every other game. I'll do teams. So week one, Lions lost, Colts win, Cowboys lost, Niners win, Eagles lost, Bucks win, Rams lost, Niners win, Seahawks. They'll probably lose tonight. So that keeps that streak going. And they play the Texans next week. They'll probably win that game, which means they'll still be going loss, win, loss, win, loss, win all the way down the line.
This is a team, too, that lost Carson Palmer, lost David Johnson early in the season.
But added Peterson,
added Adrian
who
Peterson.
Has had some good games for him.
He's kind of done the same thing. Great game, crap game, great game. Due for a crap game tonight. And against a pretty good defense.
Yeah, well, you can kind of see why, when you rush, when he rushed for 21 yards against the Rams, I kind of get that.
Well, their D-line is really good.
Yeah, that's a really good defense. But he went off for 160 or 159 against the Niners. So you're right, 134 against Tampa. That was post-trade from New Orleans. So he's put in 134, 21, and 159. Oh, by the way, win, loss, win. So against this Seattle defense, I don't know. I could see him maybe. What do you think? You think he would get more or less than 50 yards rushing?
I'll go a little more.
More or less than 75 yards rushing?
I'll go less.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you.
Yeah,
I think it'll be somewhere between 50 and 75 yards,
behind,
which isn't a formula or a recipe for winning, and they're not going to be able to throw the ball with Drew Stanton to begin with.
What I'm saying, but if they're behind, they're going to have to.
Yeah, I mean, I think Stanton probably throws for less than 250. Peterson runs for less than 75. That doesn't equal a win.
Let's see. James Harden versus LeBron James
or
Drew Stanton versus the Seahawks. I'm going with LeBron James and James Harden.
I'm probably going to watch that as well if I don't just get totally involved with Assassin's Creed and ignore everything, including my wife.
Which is quite possible.
Like I've done every night so far this week since Sunday. Look. Yeah. Well, you know.
There you go. Get caught with your joystick in your hand, then you miss the first segment. If you want to miss that first segment, that bleep
number,
on it.
Marv, yeah. You talk about a bleep number going down when you get a new video game. It's all, everything gets put on hold.
Catch up with the podcast if you missed the first segment and your bleep number. Otherwise, we've got fantasy football questions next. Sigmund Bloom joins us. He's going to answer every one of your questions, or at least as many as we can get to. So, Johnny G, you're number one. Zach and Nick, you're right behind. And, of course, we'll get all the ones that we have gathered up on text and Twitter. Don't go anywhere. More of the usual suspects in just mere minutes right here on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back out of the halftime break. It's The Usual Suspects taking you up till 4 o'clock till we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. And like we do pretty much every Thursday, unless the Astros win the World Series, we catch up with our man Sigmund Bloom on Thursdays at 2:30, where we rapid fire with him. He is the best in the business and answers your fantasy football questions, so you can sleep well at night knowing you got the best information as you become the armchair general managers that you all love to aspire to be each weekend. Is that not right, Barry?
Yes, that is correct. 713-780-3776. If you want to call, that is the best and fastest way to get your question answered. 713-780-3776. Without further ado, Sigmund, what's up, man?
It's good to be back, and I'm glad that everyone's probably over their hangovers by now, and we can get back to watching Tom Savage.
Oh, you
see,
just...
You had to go and do that, didn't you?
You ruined it right away. All right, Sigmund, let's do this. Let's get right to the phone lines. We've got a board that's already filling up. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Johnny G, you're first up. What's up, Johnny? What's your question for Sigmund?
Hey, guys. So for the record, married and 3 to 5 times a week.
Okay.
Just for the record.
What's your question?
So question is, I as well lost Rodgers this season, so I've got Tyrod Taylor hosting the Saints or Phillip Rivers at Jacksonville.
Yeah, I actually have Phillip Rivers in the bottom five this week. I don't want to start any quarterback against Jackson. Taylor's been playing well.
Taylor. All right. Nick, you're up next. What's your question for Sigmund?
Hey, I know Jacksonville's a run-first team, but what do you think about D.D. Westbrook going forward? Do you think he'll be better than Corey Davis or right there with them?
Okay. I would want to have Davis over Westbrook right now because Davis is playing. Westbrook might get activated this week, but he'll be the number three. I'm still open to Westbrook doing something later this year because he was so good in the preseason, and Blake Bortles, one of his few things he can do kind of well is throw deep. So I'd be open to adding him once he's activated and we see him, but I would rather have Davis right now.
I like how confident you are, kind of well.
Blake Bortles.
Yes, yeah, well, exactly. Zach, you're up next. What's your question for Sigmund?
Yes, sir. I got a two-part question here. I got a wide receiver, two of them actually, out of Sanu, Benjamin, Funchess, or Fitzgerald. And then should I go with Gore or Drake at the running back spot?
Who's the second one?
Gore or Drake, Kenyon Drake.
Gore or Drake, okay. Yeah, well, unfortunately this week, Philadelphia's on bye, so you have no choice but to go with Gore against Pittsburgh. That one might be rough. And for the wide receivers, I would probably rank them still Fitzgerald tonight first, despite the tough matchup. Drew Stanton can still make him productive. He had 2 touchdowns with Stanton last year. And then Funchess against Miami, a good matchup. And Cam Newton's number one on Monday night.
Nelson, you're up.
Yes, okay. So it's actually about a trade offer right now. Hello? You can hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. It's a trade offer. Right now I'm second in my league, and I got McKinnon, and then he offered me Jay Ajayi. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering, should I take that trade? It kind of looked even when I looked at the trade evaluation, so I didn't know if I should just keep what I have since I'm still winning.
McKinnon's been really productive 3 out of the last 4 weeks, and while Jay could get a bigger role and a better offense with a better offensive line, I wouldn't trade away the known that you have in McKinnon right now.
All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to call, you can also text the show. I don't know if we'll get to those, but definitely call 713-780-3776. Get your question answers. Speaking of trade, Sigmund, we did have somebody text one in. Should I trade Joe Mixon for Adam Thielen?
Sure. Mixon, we know every week that he's going to top out at 10 or 12 or 15 points. Cincinnati's offensive line isn't getting better, even though he's getting a bigger role. The big games just aren't there. Thielen has been very consistent. With Teddy Bridgewater back, you know, if something happens to Case Keenum, there's one of the better backup quarterbacks in the league, and that seems like an easy one to me.
All right, let's get back to the phone lines. NASCAR Johnny, you're up.
Hey, guys, I got two questions real fast. I might do a trade to get me Carson Wentz, but I would give up Dez Bryant and have to have Robert Woods going forward as my number three wide receiver, PPR. And then Aaron Jones as a flex option, is that a viable one, or should I try and look elsewhere?
Yeah, I look elsewhere. Green Bay said, coach said that he was happy with the distribution of carries. I think that offense is that's the real Titanic, someone tell Cam Newton. Absolutely, I would trade Dez Bryant right now to get Carson Wentz. Wentz has been the best quarterback in fantasy football. I really don't mean to be since Deshaun Watson went out. I'm sorry. You know, every single spot I do, every single show I do, it comes up. It's on all of our minds. Anyway, I would take Wentz over Dez Bryant, who's hurt right now. So that's an easy one.
All right. On Twitter, Ryan has a question. Brandon Cooks or Sterling Shepard for flex?
I'd go with Sterling Shepard this week. I'm going to play it straight up, even though New England has Tom Brady against Denver. I would expect him to throw a lot more to Rob Gronkowski and the running backs, and I would expect Cooks to be quiet.
All right, back to the phone lines. Jack, you're up.
Hi, guys. How's it going? Quick question. I lost Deshaun Watson a couple weeks ago to on my fantasy team and just kind of streaming quarterbacks this week. Best available options for me are Jacoby Brissett or C.J. Beathard or Kaiser? Who should I start?
Oh, Beathard has been terrible, and you know, he lost even more of his skill players last week. Jacoby Brissett has the Steelers. That's not good. So I think by process of elimination, you go with Kaiser. At least he runs some touchdowns in the red zone probably has the best matchup this week going up against Detroit.
Seaman, we had a correction. Drake for Miami this week. Or Frank Gore against the Steelers.
Oh, Drake
Steelers.
Or Gore. Drake, actually. I'm sorry. I didn't understand. Yeah, Drake actually looked pretty good last week on his touches, and I would think he's going to be the leader of the Miami backfield again. That's an easy one over Gore. I just don't expect Indy's offense to do much against the Steelers.
Deion Lewis or Deshaun Jackson for flex? That's from Twitter.
Ooh, I actually lean Jackson here just because Ryan Fitzpatrick, Houston Texans fans know, he'll go down swinging. He may go down, but he'll go down swinging. And Mike Evans is suspended. Deion Lewis is one of four backs. I'm not sure that I'll take his chances over the number one receiver for Ryan Fitzpatrick this week against the Jets secondary. That's pretty vulnerable.
Got a couple more minutes. 713-780-3776. If you want to get your questions answered on the HRMP listener line with Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com. Sandy, you're up next. What's up?
Hey, yeah, I have a two-part question. Who should I start between Will Fuller and Jordy Nelson?
Oh, man. Yeah. Sharp stick in the eye. One of them would be the third choice. I guess this week I would go with Nelson just because you would hope that they're going to take the leash off of Brett Hundley, and if he goes down, at least try to let him throw downfield more. I just don't trust Tom Savage right now, and Rams are going to put a lot of pressure on him.
Okay, and the other one, okay, so then it falls with Will Fuller or Safarian Jenkins or my flex.
Yeah, go Safarian Jenkins. Tampa Bay's defense has been terrible. Safarian Jenkins has scored a touchdown almost every game, but sometimes the refs don't agree.
All right, back to Twitter. Angel Munoz had a couple of questions for you. Tate Jones Jr. or Baldwin and Big Ben or Stafford?
I'll go with Stafford, who's hot right now, although I like Roethlisberger at Indianapolis this week. Out of those three, I'd go with Golden Tate, although they're all in my top seven this week. It's a good problem to have.
All right, back to the phone lines. Zeke, you're up. What's your question?
Yeah, McKinnon or Kamara. I was going to put Kamara in because he's doing so well, but McKinnon's got me 20-plus points in the last three games. I'm not really sure which one to pick on those two.
Yeah, I'll go with Kamara here just because he's the running back that was hotter last week, and I do think that Minnesota-Washington might be a little more low-scoring game. Defensive game, and New Orleans-Buffalo be more of a high-scoring game.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Chris, you're up next.
Hey, I got two of them. I got Hundley over Dalton. And then do I do Eli or Tyrod Taylor?
Taylor over Eli, although Eli has got his best matchup for the rest of the year. And Hundley over Dalton, just because Hundley at least is running a touchdown in most weeks.
Let's keep it rolling. Jason, what's your question for Sigmund Bloom?
I was trying to see either Michael Thomas or Sterling Shepard.
I'll go with Thomas. He's a little banged up, but big receivers have done well against Buffalo. And again, I think we saw Tampa go to Buffalo with 30-27 a few weeks ago. I expect a game like that this week.
All right, before we get to these other calls, Sigmund, what's a couple of streaming defenses folks can look for out there that might need some help?
Yeah, this week, if the Steelers were dropped coming out of their bye, that's absolutely one that we would want to look at. The Giants going against San Francisco is one that should be available in most leagues, probably the last time that you want to use them this year. And also, I still like New Orleans. Their defense has been pretty hot against Buffalo. Minnesota, if they were dropped during their bye. Chicago against Brett Hundley, while we're piling on Brett Hundley. Chicago's defense is a good one, too.
All right, very good. Back to the phone lines. Mark, you're up.
Yeah, hey, Barry Joe, love the show. Listen, I need to sit one of these three players. I've got Larry Fitzgerald, Stephon Diggs, or Teddy Ginn.
I would probably sit Larry Fitzgerald just because I think he has the lowest ceiling. And Ginn has been strong the last 3 or 4 weeks in a row now. And Drew Brees is really coming on. And Buffalo's secondary is starting to show cracks.
All right, last one. Caleb, you're up.
Hey, I got Peterson, Howard, Fournette, and Kamara, and I can only play three of them. What do you think? Thank you.
Yeah, Peterson goes to the bench just because if Seattle gets ahead of Arizona, they're going to abandon the run and have to rely on Drew Stanton.
Nice. That was a call-heavy day. I like it. Yep. Sigmund, how can the folks get a hold of you? Tell them about the message board and the app, too.
Yeah, at Sigmund Bloom on Twitter, I try to answer what I can. And if you get to our message board, I start a thread that I answer questions in on Sunday mornings. And, of course, we've got our waiver wire and trade dominator, our lineup dominator, which is basically apps that allow us to look over your shoulder and give you another vote on your move.
Yep, get those apps. You can get them in either the Google Play Store or iTunes. And also the message board that he's talking about can be found at footballguys.com. That's Sigmund Bloom. Sigmund, we appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you Sunday.
Thanks. Look forward to it.
All right. There you go, Sigmund Bloom, footballguys.com.
Good stuff, man. Look at Sigmund Bloom's Twitter account.
Uh-huh.
And tell me if you know who he uses for his, what do you call that, his picture?
Okay.
His avatar.
All right, I'll check it during the break.
Check it out and see what you got. All right, that was great stuff with Sigmund Bloom. We still got much more of the show to go, so don't go anywhere. Fasten your seatbelts. We still got a little over an hour, so if you want to join us, 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line, call, text, or hit us on Twitter, ESPN 97.5. So get out your seat and jump around, jump around. Jump around, jump around, jump up and get down.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, we continue to roll on. Nick, I know you don't, but Barry, do you remember the Sid and Marty Krofft hour or hours?
I do not. And you asked me what Sigmund's profile picture looked like, and I said it looks like a Garbage Pail Kid.
And it's not.
Okay.
It is Sigmund the Sea Monster, which was one of the shows that after school, Sid and Marty Krofft, yeah, they had Land of the Lost, they had Sigmund the Sea Monster, they had a bunch of them.
I see what he did there.
See? That's what I'm saying. Think of his name.
Aha!
Aha!
Yeah, I could say I've honestly never seen that show. One time in my life.
All right.
That doesn't mean it's not good.
I don't think it was good, but it was on after school when we got home.
Oh.
There was a couple others, but it was Land of the Lost, Sigmund the Sea Monster. There were some other ones. I'm sure people out there remember.
You know, we just had him, Sigmund Bloom, on. Thanks again to him for joining us. Yep. And yeah, just so you're aware, and we tell you guys all the time to definitely call to get your questions answered. There was over 30 unanswered questions between the text line and the Twitter line that we didn't get to. So it's no joke when we say you should definitely call and you can get in line early a segment or two ahead of 2:30. So
yeah, I mean, Johnny G and Nick did that. They called in at 1:30, then they called back at 2:15. I made sure they were up first. I try to do that if you called in early. You can still download the app. You can also listen to it when we publish it. So, like, for those of you who missed the 2:30 segment, we'll have it up on ESPN975.com, the front page.
Yeah, because there's
you'll get a lot of information out of that.
Absolutely.
I swore to you guys, NASCAR Johnny, with the way he started that call,
you thought he was
I thought he was going right to segment. Yeah, segment. My first question is, how many what's your bleep number?
I just want to say thank you to every listener for not asking Sigmund that question. I appreciate you guys keeping it classy. We like to have Sigmund around, and I'm sure he knows that sometimes it can get a little weird.
I thought someone was going to do it.
I really did, too.
Johnny G said he was going to, like, just for the record, I was like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
He went through it pretty quick, so I'm not – I like the way he did it.
Sigmund didn't even acknowledge it. He was just like – yeah, so Zach Ertz, I kind of know what they're talking about. Because when he said bleep number, I'm sure Sigmund was thinking, okay, they're talking about how many times they have sex, kind of with themselves. Maybe. But yeah, so but good job, listeners and callers, for not making it weird for Sigmund Bloom. I personally appreciate that.
That would have been funny, but then we would have had to look for a new fantasy football guy, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because there would have been some sort of awkward silence. Yes. That wouldn't have been funny at the time. No. It would have been funny when you look back at it. You know?
Like some asshat texted him, was like, "What do you ask Sigmund which he would rather have, something about cheese or sex or something?" Like, what?
I actually figured you'd get like way more of those type of text questions.
Well, there's a few where they try to trick me.
Well, you would expect,
right? Like, if you don't screen those,
but that's I screen every one
the fantasy
of those
ones you have. To.
Yeah, and if there's a name I don't recognize, I Google it.
Unlike the screening you do in other times, yeah, you don't screen it that way with Sigmund.
Is this true, Nick? Can we confirm? Somebody just texted the show and said suspension upheld for Zeke. Zeke is out now.
Today was the day that he was going back to court.
We need to look that up. Yeah, we'll find that out. Couple more texts to get to. What are the odds Astros go get Jake Arrieta? First of all, wrong show.
Right.
Second of all, I don't know that that's their priority. They have three aces. They have six. They go six deep on starters. Yes, adding. Just don't believe every article you read. No. I know. I saw that article that said the Astros could dominate baseball for years if they signed Arrieta. What I loved about that article is if you read the first paragraph and stop reading, you're thinking, oh, that's the answer. But you read the second paragraph and it says, but Arrieta hasn't been the same since he won the Cy Young, and he hasn't. And he doesn't have the stuff that he used to have, and he doesn't.
And it's just a huge price tag.
It's a clickbait.
And we aren't the Yankees or the Dodgers or the Red Sox, top salaries in baseball. And we all know, watching this team, that they need bullpen help.
Yep.
So it doesn't make sense.
That's the thing.
So it is, as it's read for Zeke's story, as it says on ProFootballTalk.com, a three-judge panel from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit quickly denied Ezekiel Elliott's motion for an injunction blocking his suspension via Daniel, I guess, Wallach is his name.
Okay.
W-A-L-L.
So they blocked in. So, yeah. So denied. So he is out.
Which means he's out this week.
Yep. Well,
which means go get your – Sigmund Bloom calling back now because he wanted to answer questions about Alfred Morris.
Yeah.
Who will be one of the replacements along with –
don't get me, because I said DeMarco Murray last time, and I think, and I always get it screwed up.
I always get it now that you said that. Now it's going to drive me crazy. McFadden.
Yeah, Darren McFadden.
Wade Phillips, Darren McFadden, and Alfred Morris are going to be guys that are going to be sought after in fantasy football now. If you want to go see if they're available, go get them.
Yeah. So somebody said, I know Sigmund's gone, but I need advice, and then he asked this question. Look, we don't do – that's why we have Sigmund, all right? And there are 30 other questions that didn't get answered. My advice to you is hit up footballguys.com. Check out the message board.
Yeah.
He's really good about answering. Hit up the message board or tweet him at Sigmund Bloom. But we have a segment dedicated to that. If we answered your question, there'd be 1,000 people. We'll answer mine too, so we're just not going to do that.
The segment's already up on the front page of ESPN 97.5, so maybe that question that you have is on there.
There you go.
By the way, Sid and Marty Croft were responsible for HR Puffin stuff.
Okay, now I've heard of that.
I have too. Land of the Lost, Sigmund and the Sea Monsters, Electra Woman and Dyna Girl.
Okay, now those sound like names for vibrators.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
HR Puffin stuff I never watched, but I've heard of it.
Yeah, I've heard of that. I've never watched that.
At least I'm not out of my mind.
I
remember it as from.
It sounds like a biscuit, though. I've always think of biscuits when I hear HR Puffin stuff.
I think of the text line.
I almost said Huff and Puff. That's definitely
I think the listener line.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah.
The HR
Puffin stuff.
Okay.
Listener line.
Somebody said Assassin's Creed is ruling my world right now. Yeah, it's a badass game. I'm trying to talk Nick into getting it. It's a fun game, but I still say you go back and get the old one. You can get it pretty cheap. Assassin's Creed Black Flag or Assassin's Creed Freedom Cry. Probably get both on sale. Both a lot of fun to play. Assassin's Creed, I think it was the Syndicate sucked. Don't get that one. Get Origins. It's good. That's the new one that's out. Assassin's Creed Origins. Pretty fun. Also, and I forgot to mention this after watching the Ric Flair thing, but somebody said, and I totally forgot that he said this in the thing, because I got hung up on 2 times a day as his bleep number. But it's somebody texted and said, Flair also said he slept with over 10,000 women.
Will Chamberlain it.
10,000 women.
So they're on the road. Let's do some math here. Haven't we done the math on this before, though?
So he started in 79, and this was done this year.
Like 2-3
So let's just say that this was recorded.
His wife's still alive, right? Because this is going to be a real morale booster for her. Good Lord.
Yeah. I feel like it would... I feel like it's almost like you've used up the number of times. Like it almost feels like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like a Pez dispenser. Like, once you run out, it's out. Like, you're done. I just feel like 10,000, you're overusing the useful life of a penis when you that many times.
Well, the other one that comes to mind besides Will Chamberlain is the Gene Simmons thing.
How many times did he say?
Gene Simmons said that he has a Polaroid picture of every one of them. And he went on Oprah and said, some people do drugs, some people are an alcoholic. I take pictures, because he's got, like, I don't know if he keeps photo albums or what, but, and his number was in the thousands.
Oh, the thousands. But 10,000?
I think it was over 10,000.
When you're the nature boy? So let's say he started wrestling in 79.
Well, if he's the nature boy, you might wonder if he's got 10,000 kids.
So 79 to 2000 is 21 years. Plus, let's just assume that this was recorded last year. So that's 16. So that's 37 years. So take 10,000. I'm doing this on my... trusty calculator, divided by 37 years, 270.25 women a night.
Not a night.
I mean, a year, excuse me. A year, but not a night. God, I was going to divide it by a night.
That's a hell of a bleep number.
Yeah, 270 women a year since 1979 to hit 10,000.
That's insane.
But he's probably, once he hit 50, that number probably declined significantly, right?
I would imagine. I mean, he can't be recharging as quickly at that age.
So then maybe not 37 years, right? Because he's in his 60s now. He's probably not sleeping with 270 women in a year now. But I would imagine that it was almost one a night in his heyday.
Those were staggering numbers.
That's crazy.
All right, we got two in the books, one to go. Plenty more of the big show. Don't go anywhere as we continue to roll on. If there's something on your mind, give us a call, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us on Twitter. Back with the final hour of the big show right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.